Ecclesiasticus. This book is so called from a Greek word that signifies a preacher. Because, like an excellent preacher, it gives admirable lessons of all virtues. The author was Jesus, the son of Sirach of Jerusalem, who flourished about 200 years before Christ. As it was written after the time of Esdras, it is not in the Jewish canon, but is received as canonical and divine by the Catholic Church, instructed by apostolical tradition, and directed by the Spirit of God. It was first written in the Hebrew, but afterwards translated into Greek, by another Jesus, the grandson of the author, whose prologue to this book is the following. The prologue. The knowledge of many and great things hath been shown us by the law, and the prophets, and others that have followed them. For which things Israel is to be commended for doctrine and wisdom, because not only they that speak must needs be skillful, but strangers also, both speaking and writing, may by their means become most learned. My grandfather Jesus, after he had much given himself to a diligent reading of the law, and the prophets, and other books, that were delivered to us from our fathers, had a mind also to write something himself, pertaining to doctrine and wisdom, that such as are desirous to learn, and are made knowing in these things, may be more and more attentive in mind, and be strengthened to live according to the law. I entreat you therefore to come with benevolence, and to read with attention, and to pardon us for those things wherein we may seem, while we follow the image of wisdom, to come short in the composition of words. For the Hebrew words have not the same force in them when translated into another tongue. And not only these, but the law also itself, and the prophets, and the rest of the books, have no small difference, when they are spoken in their own language. For in the 38th year coming into Egypt, when Ptolemy Evagrius was king, and continuing there a long time, I found their books left, of no small nor contemptible learning. Therefore I thought it good, and necessary for me to bestow some diligence and labor to interpret this book. And with much watching and study in some space of time, I brought the book to an end, and set it forth for the service of them that are willing to apply their mind, and to learn how they ought to conduct themselves, who purpose to lead their life according to the law of the Lord. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1. All wisdom is from God, and is given to them that fear and love God. 1:1. All wisdom is from the Lord God, and hath been always with him, and is before all time. 1:2. Who hath numbered the sand of the sea, and the drops of rain, and the days of the world? Who hath measured the height of heaven, and the breadth of the earth, and the depth of the abyss? 1:3. Who hath searched out the wisdom of God that goeth before all things? 1:4. Wisdom hath been created before all things, and the understanding of prudence from everlasting. 1:5. The word of God on high is the fountain of wisdom, and her ways are everlasting commandments. 1:6. To whom hath the root of wisdom been revealed, and who hath known her wise counsels? 1:7. To whom hath the discipline of wisdom been revealed and made manifest, and who hath understood the multiplicity of her steps? 1:8. There is one most high Creator Almighty, and a powerful King, and greatly to be feared, who sitteth upon his throne, and is the God of dominion. 1:9. He created her in the Holy Ghost, and saw her, and numbered her, and measured her. 1:10. And he poured her out upon all his works, and upon all flesh according to his gift, and hath given her to them that love him. 1:11. The fear of the Lord is honor, and glory, and gladness, and a crown of joy. 1:12. The fear of the Lord shall delight the heart, and shall give joy, and gladness, and length of days. 1:13. With him that feareth the Lord, it shall go well in the latter end, and in the day of his death he shall be blessed. 1:14. The love of God is honorable wisdom. 1:15. And they to whom she shall shew herself love her by the sight, and by the knowledge of her great works. 1:16. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and was created with the faithful in the womb. It walketh with chosen women, and is known with the just and faithful. 1:17. The fear of the Lord is the religiousness of knowledge. 1:18. Religiousness shall keep and justify the heart, it shall give joy and gladness. 1:19. It shall go well with him that feareth the Lord, and in the days of his end he shall be blessed. 1:20. To fear God is the fullness of wisdom, and fullness is from the fruits thereof. 1:21. She shall fill all her house with her increase, and the storehouses with her treasures. 1:22. The fear of the Lord is a crown of wisdom, filling up peace and the fruit of salvation. 1:23. And it hath seen, and numbered her. But both are the gifts of God. 1:24. Wisdom shall distribute knowledge, and understanding of prudence. and exalteth the glory of them that hold her. 125. The root of wisdom is to fear the Lord, and the branches thereof are long-lived. 126. In the treasures of wisdom is understanding, and religiousness of knowledge. But to sinners wisdom is an abomination. 127. The fear of the Lord driveth out sin. 128. For he that is without fear cannot be justified. For the wrath of his high spirits is his ruin. 129. A patient man shall bear for a time, and afterwards joy shall be restored to him. 130. A good understanding will hide his words for a time, and the lips of many shall declare his wisdom. 131. In the treasures of wisdom is the signification of discipline. 132. But the worship of God is an abomination to a sinner. 133. Son, if thou desire wisdom, keep justice, and God will give her to thee. 134. For the fear of the Lord is wisdom and discipline, and that which is agreeable to him. 135. Is faith, and meekness, and he will fill up his treasures. 136. Be not incredulous to the fear of the Lord, and come not to him with a double heart. 137. Be not a hypocrite in the sight of men, and let not thy lips be a stumbling block to thee. 138. Watch over them, lest thou fall, and bring dishonor upon thy soul. 139. And God discover thy secrets, and cast thee down in the midst of the congregation. 140. Because thou camest to the Lord wickedly, and thy heart is full of guile and deceit. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2. God's servants must look for temptations, and must arm themselves with patience and confidence in God. 2:1. Son, when thou comest to the service of God, stand in justice and in fear, and prepare thy soul for temptation. 2:2. Humble thy heart, and endure. Incline thy ear, and receive the words of understanding, and make not haste in the time of clouds. 2:3. Wait on God with patience. Join thyself to God, and endure, that thy life may be increased in the latter end. 2:4. Take all that shall be brought upon thee, and in thy sorrow endure, and in thy humiliation keep patience. 2:5. For gold and silver are tried in the fire, but acceptable men in the furnace of humiliation. 2:6. Believe God, and he will recover thee, and direct thy way, and trust in him. Keep his fear, and grow old therein. 2:7. Ye that fear the Lord, wait for his mercy, and go not aside from him lest ye fall. 2:8. Ye that fear the Lord, believe him, and your reward shall not be made void. 2:9. Ye that fear the Lord, hope in him, and mercy shall come to you for your delight. 2:10. Ye that fear the Lord, love him, and your hearts shall be enlightened. 2:11. My children, behold the generations of men, and know ye that no one hath hoped in the Lord, and hath been confounded. 2:12. For who hath continued in his commandment, and hath been forsaken? Or who hath called upon him, and he despised him? 2:13. For God is compassionate and merciful, and will forgive sins in the day of tribulation, and he is a protector to all that seek him in truth. 2:14. Woe to them that are of a double heart and to wicked lips, and to the hands that do evil, and to the sinner that goeth on the earth two ways. 2:15. Woe to them that are faint-hearted, who believe not God, and therefore they shall not be protected by him. 2:16. Woe to them that have lost patience, and that have forsaken the right ways, and have gone aside into crooked ways. 2:17. And what will they do, when the Lord shall begin to examine? 2:18. They that fear the Lord will not be incredulous to his word, and they that love him will keep his way. 2:19. They that fear the Lord will seek after the things that are well pleasing to him, and they that love him shall be filled with his law. 2:20. They that fear the Lord will prepare their hearts, and in his sight will sanctify their souls. 2:21. They that fear the Lord keep his commandments, and will have patience even until his visitation. 2:22. Saying, if we do not penance, we shall fall into the hands of the Lord, and not into the hands of men. 2:23. For according to his greatness, so also is his mercy with him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3. Lessons concerning the honor of parents, and humility, and avoiding curiosity. 3:1. The sons of wisdom are the church of the just, and their generation, obedience and love. 3:2. Children, hear the judgment of your father, and so do that you may be saved. 3:3. For God hath made the father honorable to the children, and seeking the judgment of the mothers, hath confirmed it upon the children. 3:4. He that loveth God shall obtain pardon for his sins by prayer, and shall refrain himself from them, and shall be heard in the prayer of days. 3:5. And he that honoureth his mother is as one that layeth up a treasure. 3:6. He that honoureth his father shall have joy in his own children, and in the day of his prayer he shall be heard. 3:7. He that honoureth his father shall enjoy a long life, and he that obeyeth the father shall be a comfort to his mother. 3:8. He that feareth the Lord honoureth his parents, and will serve them as his masters that brought him into the world. 3:9. Honour thy father, in work and word, and all patience. 3:10. That a blessing may come upon thee from him, and his blessing may remain in the latter end. 3:11. The father's blessing establisheth the houses of the children, but the mother's curse rooteth up the foundation. 3:12. Glory not in the dishonour of thy father, for his shame is no glory to thee. 3:13. For the glory of a man is from the honour of his father, and a father without honour is the disgrace of the son. 3:14. Son, support the old age of thy father, and grieve him not in his life. 3:15. And if his understanding fail, have patience with him, and despise him not when thou art in thy strength. For the relieving of the father shall not be forgotten. 3:16. For good shall be repaid to thee for the sin of thy mother. 3:17. And in justice thou shalt be built up, and in the day of affliction thou shalt be remembered, and thy sins shall melt away as the ice in the fair warm weather. 3:18. Of what an evil fame is he that forsaketh his father, and he is cursed of God that angereth his mother. 3:19. My son, do thy works in meekness, and thou shalt be beloved above the glory of men. 3:20. The greater thou art, the more humble thyself in all things, and thou shalt find grace before God. 3:21. For great is the power of God alone, and he is honored by the humble. 3:22. Seek not the things that are too high for thee, and search not into things above thy ability, but the things that God hath commanded thee, think on them always, and in many of his works be not curious. 3:23. For it is not necessary for thee to see with thy eyes those things that are hid. 3:24. In unnecessary matters be not over curious, and in many of his works thou shalt not be inquisitive. 3:25. For many things are shewn to thee above the understanding of men. 3:26. And the suspicion of them hath deceived many, and hath detained their minds in vanity. 3:27. The hard heart shall fear evil at the last, and he that loveth danger shall perish in it. 3:28. The heart that goeth two ways shall not have success, and the perverse of heart shall be scandalized therein. 3:29. A wicked heart shall be laden with sorrows, and the sinner will add sin to sin. 3:30. The congregation of the proud shall not be healed, for the plant of wickedness shall take root in them, and it shall not be perceived. 3:31. The heart of the wise is understood in wisdom, and the good ear will hear wisdom with all desire. 3:32. A wise heart, and which hath understanding, will abstain from sins, and in the works of justice shall have success. 3:33. Water quencheth a flaming fire, and alms resisteth sins. 3:34. And God provideth for him that sheweth favor. He remembereth him afterwards, and in the time of his folly shall find a sure state. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4. An exhortation to works of mercy, and to the love of wisdom. 4:1. Son, defraud not the poor of alms, and turn not away thy eyes from the poor. 4:2. Despise not the hungry soul, and provoke not the poor in his want. 4:3. Afflict not the heart of the needy, and defer not to give to him that is in distress. 4:4. Reject not the petition of the afflicted, and turn not away thy face from the needy. 4:5. Turn not away thy eyes from the poor for fear of anger, and leave not to them that ask of thee to curse thee behind thy back. 4:6. For the prayer of him that curseth thee in the bitterness of his soul shall be heard, for he that made him will hear him. 4:7. Make thyself affable to the congregation of the poor, and humble thy soul to the ancient, and bow thy head to a great man. 4:8. Bow down thy ear cheerfully to the poor, and pay what thou owest, and answer him peaceable words with mildness. 4:9. Deliver him that suffereth wrong out of the hand of the proud, and be not faint-hearted in thy soul. 4:10. In judging be merciful to the fatherless as a father, and as a husband to their mother. 4:11. And thou shalt be as the obedient son of the Most High, and he will have mercy on thee more than a mother. 4:12. Wisdom inspireth life into her children, and protecteth them that seek after her, and will go before them in the way of justice. 4:13. And he that loveth her, loveth life, and they that watch for her, shall embrace her sweetness. 4:14. They that hold her fast, shall inherit life, and whithersoever she entereth, God will give a blessing. 4:15. They that serve her, shall be servants to the Holy One, and God loveth them that love her. 4:16. He that hearkeneth to her, shall judge nations, and he that looketh upon her, shall remain secure. 4:17. If he trust to her, he shall inherit her, and his generation shall be an assurance. 4:18. For she walketh with him in temptation, and at the first she chooseth him. In temptation, etc. The meaning is, that before wisdom will choose any for her favorite, she will try them by leading them through contradictions, afflictions, and temptations, the usual noviceship of the children of God. 4:19. She will bring upon him fear and dread and trial, and she will scourge him with the affliction of her discipline, till she try him by her loss, and trust his soul. 4:20. Then she will strengthen him, and make a straight way to him, and give him joy. 4:21. And will disclose her secrets to him, and will heap upon him treasures of knowledge and understanding of justice. 4:22. But if he go astray, she will forsake him, and deliver him into the hands of his enemy. 4:23. Son, observe the time, and fly from evil. 4:24. For thy soul be not ashamed to say the truth. 4:25. For there is a shame that bringeth sin, and there is a shame that bringeth glory and grace. 4:26. Accept no person against thy own person, nor against thy soul alone. 4:27. Reverence not thy neighbor in his fall. 4:28. And refrain not to speak in the time of salvation. Hide not thy wisdom in her beauty. 4:29. For by the tongue wisdom is discerned, and understanding, and knowledge, and learning by the word of the wise, and steadfastness in the works of justice. 4:30. In no wise speak against the truth, but be ashamed of the lie of thy ignorance. 4:31. Be not ashamed to confess thy sins, but submit not thyself to every man for sin. 4:32. Resist not against the face of the mighty, and do not strive against the stream of the river. 4:33. Strive for justice for thy soul, and even unto death fight for justice, and God will overthrow thy enemies for thee. 4:34. Be not hasty in thy tongue, and slack and remiss in thy works. 4:35. Be not as a lion in thy house, terrifying them of thy household, and oppressing them that are under thee. 4:36. Let not thy hand be stretched out to receive, and shut when thou shouldst give. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. We must not presume of our wealth or strength, nor of the mercy of God, to go on in sin. We must be steadfast in virtue and truth. 5:1. Set not thy heart upon unjust possessions, and say not, I have enough to live on, for it shall be of no service in the time of vengeance and darkness. 5:2. Follow not in thy strength the desires of thy heart. 5:3. And say not, how mighty am I, and who shall bring me under for my deeds? For God will surely take revenge. 5:4. Say not, I have sinned, and what harm hath befallen me? For the Most High is a patient rewarder. 5:5. Be not without fear about sin forgiven, and add not sin upon sin. 5:6. And say not, the mercy of the Lord is great, he will have mercy on the multitude of my sins. 5:7. For mercy and wrath quickly come from him, and his wrath looketh upon sinners. 5:8. Delay not to be converted to the Lord, and defer it not from day to day. 5:9. For his wrath shall come on a sudden, and in the time of vengeance he will destroy thee. 5:10. Be not anxious for goods unjustly gotten, for they shall not profit thee in the day of calamity and revenge. 5:11. Winnow not with every wind, and go not into every way, for so is every sinner proved by a double tongue. 5:12. Be steadfast in the way of the Lord, and in the truth of thy judgment, and in knowledge, and let the word of peace and justice keep with thee. 5:13. Be meek to hear the word, that thou mayest understand, and return a true answer with wisdom. 5:14. If thou have understanding, answer thy neighbor. But if not, let thy hand be upon thy mouth, lest thou be surprised in an unskillful word, and be confounded. 5:15. Honor and glory is in the word of the wise, but the tongue of the fool is his ruin. 5:16. Be not called a whisperer, and be not taken in thy tongue, and confounded. 5:17. For confusion and repentance is upon a thief, and an evil mark of disgrace upon the double-tongued, but to the whisperer hatred, and enmity, and reproach. 5:18. Justify alike the small and the great. Ecclesiasticus chapter 6. Of true and false friends. And of thee of the fruits of wisdom. 6:1. Instead of a friend become not an enemy to thy neighbor. For an evil man shall inherit reproach and shame, so shall every sinner that is envious and double-tongued. 6:2. Extol not thyself in the thoughts of thy soul like a bull, lest thy strength be quashed by folly. 6:3. And it eat up thy leaves, and destroy thy fruit, and thou be left as a dry tree in the wilderness. 6:4. For a wicked soul shall destroy him that hath it, and maketh him to be a joint to his enemies, and shall lead him into the lot of the wicked. 6:5. A sweet word multiplieth friends, and appeaseth enemies, and a gracious tongue in a good man aboundeth. 6:6. Be in peace with many, but let one of a thousand be thy counselor. 6:7. If thou wouldst get a friend, try him before thou takest him, and do not credit him easily. 6:8. For there is a friend for his own occasion, and he will not abide in the day of thy trouble. 6:9. And there is a friend that turneth to enmity, and there is a friend that will disclose hatred and strife and reproaches. 6:10. And there is a friend a companion at the table, and he will not abide in the day of distress. 6:11. A friend, if he continues steadfast, shall be to thee as thyself, and shall act with confidence among them of thy household. 6:12. If he humble himself before thee, and hide himself from thy face, thou shalt have unanimous friendship for good. 6:13. Separate thyself from thy enemies, and take heed of thy friends. 6:14. A faithful friend is a strong defense, and he that hath found him, hath found the treasure. 6:15. Nothing can be compared to a faithful friend, and no weight of gold and silver is able to countervail the goodness of his fidelity. 6:16. A faithful friend is the medicine of life and immortality, and they that fear the Lord, shall find him. 6:17. He that feareth God, shall likewise have good friendship, because according to him shall his friend be. 6:18. My son, from thy youth up receive instruction, and even to thy gray hairs thou shalt find wisdom. 6:19. Come to her as one that ploweth, and soweth, and wait for her good fruits. 6:20. For in working about her thou shalt labor a little, and shalt quickly eat of her fruits. 6:21. How very unpleasant is wisdom to the unlearned, and the unwise will not continue with her. 6:22. She shall be to them as a mighty stone of trial, and they will cast her from them before it be long. 6:23. For the wisdom of doctrine is according to her name, and she is not manifest unto many, but with them to whom she is known, she continueth even to the sight of God. 6:24. Give ear, my son, and take wise counsel, and cast not away my advice. 6:25. Put thy feet into her fetters, and thy neck into her chains. 6:26. Bow down thy shoulder, and bear her, and be not grieved with her bands. 6:27. Come to her with all thy mind, and keep her ways with all thy power. 6:28. Search for her, and she shall be made known to thee, and when thou hast gotten her, let her not go. 6:29. For in the latter end thou shalt find rest in her, and she shall be turned to thy joy. 6:30. Then shall her fetters be a strong defense for thee, and a firm foundation, and her chain a rope of glory. 6:31. For in her is the beauty of life, and her bands are a healthful binding. 6:32. Thou shalt put her on as a robe of glory, and thou shalt set her upon thee as a crown of joy. 6:33. My son, if thou wilt attend to me, thou shalt learn. And if thou wilt apply thy mind, thou shalt be wise. 6:34. If thou wilt incline thy ear, thou shalt receive instruction. And if thou love to hear, thou shalt be wise. 6:35. Stand in the multitude of ancients that are wise, and join thyself from thy heart to their wisdom, that thou mayest hear every discourse of God, and the sayings of praise may not escape thee. 6:36. And if thou see a man of understanding, go to him early in the morning, and let thy foot wear the steps of his doors. 6:37. Let thy thoughts be upon the precepts of God, and meditate continually on his commandments, and he will give thee a heart, and the desire of wisdom shall be given to thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7. Religious and moral duties. 7:1. Do no evils, and no evil shall lay hold of thee. 7:2. Depart from the unjust, and evil shall depart from thee. 7:3. My son, sow not evils in the furrows of injustice, and thou shalt not reap them sevenfold. 7:4. Seek not of the Lord a preeminence, nor of the king the seat of honor. 7:5. Justify not thyself before God, for he knoweth the heart, and desire not to appear wise before the king. 7:6. Seek not to be made a judge, unless thou have strength enough to extirpate iniquities, lest thou fear the person of the powerful, and lay a stumbling block for thy integrity. 7:7. Offend not against the multitude of a city, neither cast thyself in upon the people. 7:8. Nor binds into sin, for even in one thou shalt not be unpunished. 7:9. Be not faint-hearted in thy mind. 7:10. Neglect not to pray, and to give alms. 7:11. Say not, God will have respect to the multitude of my gifts, and when I offer to the Most High God, he will accept my offerings. 7:12. Laugh no man to scorn in the bitterness of his soul. For there is one that humbleth and exalteth, God who seeth all. 7:13. Devise not a lie against thy brother, neither do the like against thy friend. 7:14. Be not willing to make any manner of lie, for the custom thereof is not good. 7:15. Be not full of words in a multitude of ancients, and repeat not the word in thy prayer. Repeat not, etc. Make not much babbling by repetition of words, but aim more at fervor of heart. 7:16. Hate not laborious works, nor husbandry ordained by the Most High. 7:17. Number not thyself among the multitude of the disorderly. 7:18. Remember wrath, for it will not tarry long. 7:19. Humble thy spirit very much, for the vengeance on the flesh of the ungodly is fire and worms. 7:20. Do not transgress against thy friend deferring money, nor despise thy dear brother for the sake of gold. 7:21. Depart not from a wise and good wife, whom thou hast gotten in the fear of the Lord, for the grace of her modesty is above gold. 7:22. Hurt not the servant that worketh faithfully, nor the hired man that giveth thee his life. 7:23. Let a wise servant be dear to thee as thy own soul, defraud him not of liberty, nor leave him needy. 7:24. Hast thou cattle? Have an eye to them, and if they be for thy profit, keep them with thee. 7:25. Hast thou children? Instruct them, and go down their neck from their childhood. 7:26. Hast thou daughters? Have a care of their body, and shew not thy countenance gay towards them. 7:27. Marry thy daughter well, and thou shalt do a great work, and give her to a wise man. 7:28. If thou hast a wife according to thy soul, cast her not off. And to her that is hateful, trust not thyself, with thy whole heart. 7:29. Honor thy father, and forget not the groanings of thy mother. 7:30. Remember that thou hadst not been born but through them, and make a return to them as they have done for thee. 7:31. With all thy soul fear the Lord, and reverence his priests. 7:32. With all thy strength love him that made thee, and forsake not his ministers. 7:33. Honor God with all thy soul and give honor to the priests, and purify thyself with thy arms. Thy arms, that is, with all thy power, or else by arms, brachias, are here signified the right shoulders of the victims, which by the law fell to the priests. See verse 35. 7:34. Give them their portion, as it is commanded thee, of the first fruits and of purifications, and for thy negligences purify thyself with a few. 7:35. Offer to the Lord the gift of thy shoulders, and the sacrifice of sanctification, and the first fruits of the holy things. 7:36. And stretch out thy hand to the poor, that thy expiation and thy blessing may be perfected. 7:37. A gift hath grace in the sight of all the living, and restrain not grace from the dead. And restrain not grace from the dead. That is, withhold not from them the benefit of alms, prayers, and sacrifices. Such was the doctrine and practice of the Church of God even in the time of the Old Testament. And the same has always been continued from the days of the apostles in the Church of the New Testament. 7:38. Be not wanting in comforting them that weep, and walk with them that mourn. 7:39. Be not slow to visit the sick, for by these things thou shalt be confirmed in love. 7:40. In all thy works remember thy last end, and thou shalt never sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 8. Other Lessons of Wisdom and Virtue. 8:1. Strive not with a powerful man, lest thou fall into his hands. 8:2. Contend not with a rich man, lest he bring an action against thee. 8:3. For gold and silver hath destroyed many, and hath reached even to the heart of kings, and perverted them. 8:4. Strive not with a man that is full of tongue, and heap not wood upon his fire. 8:5. Communicate not with an ignorant man, lest he speak ill of thy family. 8:6. Despise not a man that turneth away from sin, nor approach him therewith. Remember that we are all worthy of reproof. 8:7. Despise not a man in his old age, for we also shall become old. 8:8. Rejoice not at the death of thy enemy, knowing that we all die, and are not willing that others should rejoice at our death. 8:9. Despise not the discourse of them that are ancient and wise, but acquaint thyself with their proverbs. 8:10. For of them thou shalt learn wisdom, and instruction of understanding, and to serve great men without blame. 8:11. Let not the discourse of the ancients escape thee, for they have learned of their fathers. 8:12. For of them thou shalt learn understanding, and to give an answer in time of need. 8:13. Kindle not the coals of sinners by rebuking them, lest thou be burnt with the flame of the fire of their sins. 8:14. Stand not against the face of an injurious person, lest he sit as a spy to entrap thee in thy words. 8:15. Lend not to a man that is mightier than thyself, and if thou lendest, count it as lost. 8:16. Be not surety above thy power, and if thou be surety, think as if thou wert to pay it. 8:17. Judge not against a judge, for he judgeth according to that which is just. 8:18. Go not on the way with a bold man, lest he burthen thee with his evils. For he goeth according to his own will, and thou shalt perish together with his folly. 8:19. Quarrel not with a passionate man, and go not into the desert with a bold man. For blood is as nothing in his sight, and where there is no help he will overthrow thee. 8:20. Advise not with fools, for they cannot love but such things as please them. 8:21. Before a stranger do no matter of counsel, for thou knowest not what he will bring forth. 8:22. Open not thy heart to every man, lest he repay thee with an evil turn, and speak reproachfully to thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 9. Cautions with regard to women, and dangerous conversations. 9:1. Be not jealous over the wife of thy bosom, lest she shew in thy regard the malice of a wicked lesson. 9:2. Give not the power of thy soul to a woman, lest she enter upon thy strength, and thou be confounded. 9:3. Look not upon a woman that hath a mind for many, lest thou fall into her snares. 9:4. Use not much the company of her that is a dancer, and hearken not to her, lest thou perish by the force of her charms. 9:5. Gaze not upon a maiden, lest her beauty be a stumbling block to thee. 9:6. Give not thy soul to harlots in any point, lest thou destroy thyself and thy inheritance. 9:7. Look not round about thee in the ways of the city, nor wander up and down in the streets thereof. 9:8. Turn away thy face from a woman dressed up, and gaze not about upon another's beauty. 9:9. For many have perished by the beauty of a woman, and hereby lust is enkindled as a fire. 9:10. Every woman that is a harlot shall be trodden upon as dung in the way. 9:11. Many by admiring the beauty of another man's wife, have become reprobate, for her conversation burneth as fire. 9:12. Sit not at all with another man's wife, nor repose upon the bed with her. 9:13. And strive not with her over wine, lest thy heart decline towards her and by thy blood thou fall into destruction. 9:14. Forsake not an old friend, for the new will not be like to him. 9:15. A new friend is as new wine. It shall grow old, and thou shalt drink it with pleasure. 9:16. Envy not the glory and riches of a sinner, for thou knowest not what his ruin shall be. 9:17. Be not pleased with the wrong done by the unjust, knowing that even to hell the wicked shall not please. 9:18. Keep thee far from the man that hath power to kill, so thou shalt not suspect the fear of death. 9:19. And if thou come to him, commit no fault, lest he take away thy life. 9:20. Know it to be a communication with death, for thou art going in the midst of snares, and walking upon the arms of them that are grieved. 9:21. According to thy power beware of thy neighbor, and treat with the wise and prudent. 9:22. Let just men be thy guests, and let thy glory be in the fear of God. 9:23. And let the thought of God be in thy mind, and all thy discourse on the commandments of the Highest. 9:24. Works shall be praised for the hand of the artificers, and the prince of the people for the wisdom of his speech, but the word of the ancients for the sins. 9:25. A man full of tongue is terrible in his city, and he that is rash in his word shall be hateful. Ecclesiasticus chapter 10. The virtues and vices of men in power. The great evil of pride. 10:1. A wise judge shall judge his people, and the government of a prudent man shall be steady. Judge his people. In the Greek it is, instruct his people. 10:2. As the judge of the people is himself, so also are his ministers. And what manner of man the ruler of a city is, such also are they that dwell therein. 10:3. An unwise king shall be the ruin of his people, and cities shall be inhabited through the prudence of the rulers. 10:4. The power of the earth is in the hand of God, and in his time he will raise up a profitable ruler over it. 10:5. The prosperity of man is in the hand of God, and upon the person of the scribe he shall lay his honor. The scribe, that is, the man that is wise and learned in the law. 10:6. Remember not any injury done thee by thy neighbor, and do thou nothing by deeds of injury. 10:7. Pride is hateful before God and men, and all iniquity of nations is execrable. 10:8. A kingdom is translated from one people to another, because of injustices, and wrongs, and injuries, and divers deceits. 10:9. But nothing is more wicked than the covetous man. Why is earth, and ashes proud? 10:10. There is not a more wicked thing than to love money. For such a one setteth even his own soul to sale. Because while he liveth he hath cast away his bowels. 10:11. All power is of short life. The long sickness is troublesome to the physician. 10:12. The physician cutteth off a short sickness. So also a king is today, and tomorrow he shall die. 10:13. For when a man shall die, he shall inherit serpents, and beasts, and worms. 10:14. The beginning of the pride of man is to fall off from God. 10:15. Because his heart is departed from him that made him. For pride is the beginning of all sin. He that holdeth it shall be filled with maledictions, and it shall ruin him in the end. 10:16. Therefore hath the Lord disgraced the assemblies of the wicked, and hath utterly destroyed them. 10:17. God hath overturned the thrones of proud princes, and hath set up the meek in their stead. 10:18. God hath made the roots of proud nations to wither, and hath planted the humble of these nations. 10:19. The Lord hath overthrown the lands of the Gentiles, and hath destroyed them even to the foundation. 10:20. He hath made some of them to wither away, and hath destroyed them, and hath made the memory of them to cease from the earth. 10:21. God hath abolished the memory of the proud, and hath preserved the memory of them that are humble in mind. 10:22. Pride was not made for men, nor wrath for the race of women. 10:23. That seed of men shall be honored, which feareth God, but that seed shall be dishonored, which transgresseth the commandments of the Lord. 10:24. In the midst of brethren their chief is honorable. So shall they that fear the Lord be in his eyes. 10:25. The fear of God is the glory of the rich, and of the honorable, and of the poor. 10:26. Despise not a just man that is poor, and do not magnify a sinful man that is rich. 10:27. The great man, and the judge, and the mighty is an honor, and there is none greater than he that feareth God. 10:28. They that are free shall serve a servant that is wise, and a man that is prudent and well instructed will not murmur when he is reproved, and he that is ignorant shall not be honored. 10:29. Extol not thyself in doing thy work, and linger not in the time of distress. 10:30. Better is he that laboreth, and aboundeth in all things, than he that boasteth himself and wanteth bread. 10:31. My son, keep thy soul in meekness, and give it honor according to its desert. 10:32. Who will justify him that sinneth against his own soul? And who will honor him that dishonoreth his own soul? 10:33. The poor man is glorified by his discipline and fear, and there is a man that is honored for his wealth. 10:34. But he that is glorified in poverty, how much more in wealth? And he that is glorified in wealth, let him fear poverty,